Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're coming down the stretch of Major League Baseball. There are 43 games. About 43 games. That's it. That's all that's left. That's all that's left. We'll talk a little bit about what happened last night between the Mets and Braves and what happened, what might happen tonight. I think tonight is a You know, each night we seem to have a new most important game of the season. I think tonight is the new most important game of the season. We'll get to all that. Deshaun Watson, his decision has been finalized.
Yeah?
He's been suspended 11 games and $5 million.
11 games.
11.
And how many are there? 17?
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure how you wound up at 11 precisely. That was some sort of negotiation. I mean, it seems sort of like an odd number. You know,
it does seem like a weird number.
But you're playing an odd number, so you know,
yeah, that's
true. You're playing 17. So maybe it was a percentage of the games. I'm not entirely sure. Obviously, you know, here's what I think happened in the NFL. I think they were extremely concerned about the amount of public scrutiny and public pressure that was going to be brought to bear if they did not take this issue seriously. I think that it's a situation that, you know, given many of the things that have happened with this league in the past, the NFL did not look. The NFL has been their own worst enemy in many of these situations. Remember the initial Ray Rice suspension was like chump change. It was nothing, and the protestations were huge. I think that the NFL feared being too lenient in this situation from a public reaction standpoint, including from the fact that more than half of this society is female. Now, I think that's what their concern was. And they did not want to alienate people. They wanted to be seen as being tougher on perceived wrongs against women than they have been in the past. And so, you know, I think they set up this series of hurdles to see how it played out. You know, with the Sue Robinson thing was basically, you know, hey, we'll give it to Sue and see what she does, but it wasn't binding. You know, if you want to blame somebody for that, you have to blame the Players Association because they didn't negotiate for binding settlements. You know, they left it up to the National Football League, and they in this situation they paid a price in that regard. Again, I don't know exactly how they came to 11, but like I said, maybe it was a certain percentage of the games. I mean, you know, the last we knew, the NFL was seriously looking at 16 games, and the Watson's camp offer was 17 games. And 17 games, and the Watson's camp offer was 8. So, you know, that's not exactly a middle, but I think the NFL wanted to get something that was viewed as substantial, something that was viewed as virtually season long. And so now they have that. And what it, you know, what it all means for Deshaun Watson is hard to know, quite honestly. I mean, he did not look sharp in the preseason game he started at all. Now, again, it was his first time back in a long time, and he only played, you know, limited minutes, so there wasn't really an opportunity for him to get into any rhythm. But, this period of time without him actually stepping on an NFL football field has been lengthened considerably. Not as much as it would have been had he gone 16 games. Had he gone 16 games, you just have to wonder, in another whole offseason and coming back, what would he be? And I don't know what the answer to that is. I mean, I'm not 100% sure what the answer is now. But, one of the other things that is curious to me is the Browns are going to play 11 games without him. That's still a good roster. You know, you have the Garrett situation, but that's still a good roster. That's still a good offensive line. Those are still really good running backs. That's still a good defense on whole. I mean, this is a roster that a couple years ago, Travis Kelce said, you know, that they were even with the Chiefs in terms of the quality of the roster. So it's still a quality roster. What if the Browns, I mean, I don't know that this is going to happen. I actually sort of doubt it, especially because I think the division is going to be pretty brutal. But what if the Browns are in playoff contention after 11 games? You know, I mean, I don't know what record. What if they're 7-4 after 11 games? Pull up their schedule for me, Ronnie, just for a minute. The Cleveland Browns. If they're in playoff contention, what do they do? Do they just turn it back over to Deshaun Watson after in week 12 when he hasn't played all year and when somebody else has and when the team has a rhythm playing well? Or do they wait for next year? I don't know. I think if you just turn it over to Deshaun Watson in week 12, you're asking for problems. That's if they find themselves in that situation. Again, I don't really think it's going to be the case. I think the division is too tough. But it's still sort of a what if. You know, I mean, they've invested a lot of money in Deshaun Watson, but you're talking about a guy who's going to miss most of the season. Are you then just, if you're playing well, do you just pull the plug on what you're doing and insert somebody who hasn't played in forever?
They would have to decide that, I'm guessing, how they're doing. And when he gets ready to come back, they don't have to bring him back, do they?
Well, again, you've paid him an awful lot of money to be your guy. I mean, it's a dilemma.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how well Jacoby Brissett is going to play. I mean, I'm always seeing these articles about should the Browns add this guy or that guy? No, they should not. They absolutely should not. I mean, are you kidding me? Wet noodle? What on earth are you idiots talking about? What do you have there in mind?
You just want regular season, right?
Yeah.
Okay, their first game is at Carolina.
I don't know, half.
Okay, and then they have New York home.
The Giants or Jets?
It just says New York. I can't read that little emblem. New York is all it says. I'll have to click on it to see. Jets.
Well, we don't know if the Jets have a quarterback right now. It might be Flacco, So that's probably a winnable game.
And then they have
1.5.
Then they have Pitt.
Where?
At home.
You know, I actually think Pittsburgh is going to have I know the Vegas total on Pittsburgh is 8. I think that's really low. Did I give that out when we went over totals? NFL
give out
totals?
Who? Pittsburgh?
NFL totals.
I know, but give out who? Pittsburgh? Yeah. I'll have to pull it up.
Okay, we're going to look at all that stuff today anyway as a part of this conversation. But, hey, at the very least, the deal is finally settled. We have some resolution on it. I don't know that the paperwork has been signed, but it seems like all parties have agreed to this situation. So, essentially, Deshaun Watson's missing the whole year. I mean, you know, for all practical purposes, he's missing the whole year. And, you know, from a Cleveland Browns standpoint, this franchise invested a lot of money in him, and now they're going to basically be missing him for the whole season. What, you know, amounts to the whole season, 2/3 of the season. And so their fate will be sealed either way by the time Deshaun Watson, for the most part, comes back. And as I said, if they're not playing well, then they'll definitely be playing Deshaun Watson week 12 if they're not playing well. if they are playing well, then I don't know. Then I don't know. You know, I think the division is tough, you know, without really thinking about the specifics of their schedule. But Pittsburgh was the next game?
Yes.
And that was at home?
Yes.
Let's just say two. Who's after that?
Then they have Atlanta at Atlanta.
Three.
Then they have Los Angeles at home.
Three.
New England at home.
God, who knows? Three and a half.
Okay, and then they're at Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Okay, and then they have Cincinnati at home.
Mm, that could be a loss.
Then they're at Miami.
That could be a loss. That's a bad little stretch right there. The way I'm viewing it, that sort of takes the if thing out of it. In other words, I think Deshaun Watson will probably be starting week 12, and this is just not going to be the season that the Cleveland Browns fans had envisioned when this move was made, because there's just not going to be – there's just too much competition within that division, and I don't think they're just not good enough at that position right now. Now, you could argue the Steelers aren't good at that position either, but I think the Steelers are going to get fairly productive play out of Trubisky. I really do. Is he going to be great? I don't know if he's going to be great. I wouldn't say that, but I think they're going to get pretty productive play out of that position on the whole. And the number eight, Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season in his career. And I don't think he's going to have one this year either. I think people are undervaluing the Steelers. You know, it seems like that always happens now. Now, I do think Baltimore is going to be back in a big-time way, because Baltimore, who had all those injuries last year, apparently has J.K. Dobbins back, and they don't have any injuries this year. So far they've basically waltzed through their camp injury-free, which is a big change from where they were a year ago. Hey, one thought as we go to break, and we have a ton of things to get to today. We'll take a look back at last night's game and what it means for tonight, if anything. Last night was a wild, insane game. It didn't look like it would be that way for the longest time until Max Scherzer's error. Again, Scherzer was doing Scherzer things. I don't think he was as sharp as he's been, but the results were the same until he made a key error that I thought changed the whole nature of the game. But did you know this as we go to break? I don't think most people know this. I'm not sure anybody knows this. Do you know that Major League Baseball divisions this year will not be settled by a playoff game in the event of a tie? Does anybody actually know that? If for example, I take any two teams you want. Let's say the Mets and Braves tied. If the Mets and Braves tied for the division, there would not be a playoff game. Was anybody aware of that? Does anybody know what the actual answer is? I'll tell you when we come back. Walter Ptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Tri-County Technical College is transforming lives one student at a time. If you're a student interested in a career in the healthcare field, there's no better place to start. From certified nursing, ECG technology, to medical assistance and pre-pharmacy, the range of healthcare programs at Tri-County offer a wide variety of programs to help you land a great career in a great field. And at TCTC, we can cover the cost. To learn more about your future and careers in healthcare, discover the possibilities at tctc.edu.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Estes Heating and Air is celebrating over 20 years of service to Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville by offering some of their biggest discounts ever. Take $200 off the new Heil installation, plus an extra $50 off when you mention WCCP. Whether it's pre-existing residential, new construction, or commercial, Estes prides themselves on being one of the best in the business. An elite Heil dealer, they're sure to exceed your expectations from install to maintenance, today and years beyond. Call Estes today at 864-718-7200.
Medicare. It's like a whole new world. Part A, B, C, D, plans F and G. It's enough to make your head spin. And the decision you make about Medicare when you first start could affect you for just a year, but it could also affect you for the rest of your life. So it's critically important to make the right decision for you. But how? You could listen to Joe Namath or pay attention to the million stacks of mail you receive. But is that really the best way? Give me a buzz at 864-INSURE-YOU and let's talk about you. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
The world is upside down. Beta males and woke groupthink are running rampant. At Low Country Mail, we are committed to bringing the alpha male back. Our low-cost concierge plans include testosterone, doctor visits, labs, and start at around $7 a day. Get that weight off and get shredded for the summer with the hottest weight loss drug on the market, Wegovy. At Low Country Mail, you'll find no long-term contracts, no pushy salespeople, and no beta males. Come help us make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night, got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. I'm getting comments on both sides on Deshaun Watson. Some are saying absolutely play him. You know, you paid him all that money. And then Jeff, who's a Clemson fan, says cut ties with him. He has habitual problems. Unfortunately, most times people cannot seem to get away from their issues or addictions. I wish him well, but I'd be very surprised if he does not end up in trouble again. You know, so perspectives on both sides. Regardless, there is a settlement, at least a binding settlement, and the parties, the respective parties, have reached a deal. And the issue at this point is completely over, at least as I see it. I mean, everything that could have been said or done about it has been said or done. You have a binding decision. It appears that the parties have agreed to this decision, which is what makes it binding. So, yeah, we're going to be talking more SEC football today. You know, if people have forgotten about this, in my ACC picks, I have raised Florida State to 3 based on, again, the 2 a.m. in the bar room. In a room full of ones, Florida State's the 3.
Florida State's 3.
Right. Right. They're your late night choice when all else is lost, when all the 10s, 9s, 8s, 7s, 6s, 5s, 4s have been expired. You're what you are. That's what Florida State is. It's a default choice. But I just think Florida State, to me, looks bigger and stronger than they did a year ago. And I think Travis works hard at his craft, and I think he's going to have a good year. And now I think those early season games against BC and Wake Forest that I sort of thought might go against Florida State, I think they might go Florida State's ways now. And I know Florida State people are still shocked to hear that. But in case you forgot, and these are – we posted this, right?
No, we haven't posted it yet.
We did not post my ACC predictions?
No, because we've done the one side again, and we're going to do the other side. You talking about what you're just talking about?
Yeah.
No, we have not posted them yet.
Oh, well, let's just... I thought we had. Let's just go through that as a starting point today. And there's, we have a ton of football stuff all day long to get to you. Hey, Ramon, I saw something that was pretty unbelievable. It was trending this morning. It was a elephant in Southeast China who was in a, you know, a zoo-type enclosure.
Right.
Well, it's a zoo. It's
a zoo.
Yeah, it's a zoo. It's not a zoo-type enclosure. It's actually a
it's
zoo.
It's actually a zoo.
Right. Yeah. It's actually a zoo. And this little kid...
Uh-oh.
Drops his or her shoe into the elephant enclosure.
Uh-huh.
As God is my witness, the elephant picked the shoe up and gave it back to him.
Is that right?
Is that not insane?
Oh, really?
And then, of
course...
Saw
it where it came from and picked...
Right,
wow.
Right, right. And then, of course, that brought on all of the goody-two-shoe types who were like... Oh, elephants are just so sweet. They're the most wonderful creatures.
I don't know. They're bigger than everything else. I wouldn't.
Right. Not known to any of those people. They're the most dangerous land animal. They kill more people than any other. So.
Well, they're just huge.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and they're.
Even if they don't mean to stomp on you,
well, no,
they can stomp
on
you.
No, it's that they're extremely protective. It's that they're extremely protective. Now, they are, you know, matriarchal, and they certainly care to a greater extent for their young, maybe than any other animal. And I guess that's what happened here. But it's just insane to think that an elephant would pick up a shoe of a little kid and return it to the kid in the most gentle way possible.
Oh, like the elephant saw the shoe fall off and was paying attention to the kid, I guess.
It's insane. I mean,
you know, when it happened.
Yeah, look it up. It's actually pretty.
Maybe the elephant thought that was like a baby of the kid or something.
I don't know.
For her.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it just knew where it came from, you know, and where it belonged. So, yeah. All right, on the ACC. Okay, on the ACC. Here's what we're going with, and we can post this. I thought we had, but Clemson is 1, NC State is 2. They're both tied, but Clemson wins a tiebreaker. So I think both those teams go 11-1. Clemson 1, NC State 2, Florida State 3. Boston College 4. Louisville 5. Wake Forest 6. And Syracuse 7. You got those?
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay.
We were waiting on the other side.
All right. I just wanted to, I didn't know that, that you had those confirmed. All right. Yeah, that was when we remade this division based on the Hartman situation and based on a feeling I've had about Florida State of late anyway. I think that's how it plays out. It's look, that division, the division has a muddy middle. There are a lot of talented quarterbacks, but I just think that, you know, a key injury changes things. And Florida State, I liked what I saw coming out of their camp. I think Travis makes another step forward. You know, we talked about the fact he completed 61% of his passes last year, which was actually 2% higher than Sam Hartman, which seems unthinkable, but that's actually true. And I think they're just ready to make a jump. I'm just not totally sold on anybody else there in the muddy middle. By the way, you know, I heard a little bit of conversation with Ben and Kwok about Deion Sanders. You know, another place he could wind up if the Louisville thing goes sideways, and I know they had a good recruiting year this year, but couldn't you see Deion Sanders at Louisville? Doesn't that seem to fit? You know, we'll see. We'll see how all that plays out. All right, in the ACC Coastal, I went with Miami 1, Pittsburgh 2.
Right. You want me to read them to you?
Well, you said you didn't have it.
When you changed the first side, you changed the first side, so right. I assumed you were going to change the other side.
I don't believe
but we
so.
We haven't gotten to it yet.
Oh, okay, well, tell me what I had.
Okay, yeah, Miami, Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech, Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia Tech, and Duke.
Yeah, where did I have North Carolina?
5.
Yeah, I still like them 5. the Virginia Tech thing is the one I'm not quite sure of, but Virginia Tech beats them every year. And I think until I see otherwise, I think I'm going to keep that. I think I'm going to keep that status quo. I'm concerned, though, for example, with Pittsburgh's quarterback situation in their passing game. I'm concerned about Keaton Slovis. I'm just not even convinced he's going to be the season-long starter. I'm way down on Keaton Slovis right now. I just think the whole matchup of Keaton Slovis and Pittsburgh is just crazy. It doesn't make much sense to me. You know, Duke is Duke. Duke sucks. Georgia Tech sucks. I mean, you flip a coin between sucks and suckier down there at the bottom of conference. But I do, this is the first time I've ever picked Miami. I think the Pittsburgh, Virginia Tech thing is going to be close. But I'm going to keep it like I have it. I'm going to keep it like I have it. So again, give me my Coastal Division standings.
Okay, Miami's 1.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Virginia Tech is 3.
Uh-huh.
Virginia is 4.
Yeah.
North Carolina is 5. Georgia Tech is 6. And Duke is 7.
Okay. Those are finalized.
Okay.
We can put them up
on the
website.
All right.
Also, we're going to do the SEC today. We're going to get back into some SEC conversation for you SEC people. I think we'll start with Kentucky today. We'll get to that a little bit later today. We've done Tennessee and Florida. We're going to continue with the quarterback list that we started from yesterday, and we're going to repost that as well. In fact, Ramona, before we get to anything related to the SEC, and I think what I'll do is, even though I'm going to talk about the SEC teams one by one, I think I want to get my SEC picks finalized too. All right, so we're going to do that today. As well as part of this conversation. All right, let's get back. Also, we're going to take a look. This is going to be a long show, apparently. We're going to take a look at total plays that we made for you degenerates, spread plays we made for you degenerates with the college football season upon us. We're going to get to all of that. All right, all that is coming your way. All right, I want to get back to the quarterbacks. Now, we left off at what number?
We're on 11. You need to give me 11.
All right. Can you run down quickly 30 through 11 for people who missed it yesterday? These are the Road Rage top quarterbacks coming in to the college football season.
Okay, so you want the new ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 30 is Jordan Travis of Florida State and Frank Harris of UTSA.
Right. And again, Jordan Travis just continuing to support this notion that Florida State's going to be a better football team than they've been recently.
Okay. 29 is Logan Bonner.
Yep. Utah State.
28 is Sean Clifford.
Penn State.
27 is Jackson Dart.
Ole Miss.
26 is Tanner Mordecai.
SMU.
25 is Dylan Gabriel.
Oklahoma.
24 is J.J. McCarthy.
You know, it's amazing how many of these quarterbacks are in different places than they started out. Like, almost all of them.
24 is J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, the backup at Michigan. When J.J. McCarthy becomes a starter, he'll explode up this list.
23 is Cameron Ward.
Yeah, the former Incarnate Word quarterback, again, who's now at Washington State, who we encourage you to find some film on and watch that throwing motion.
22 is Jake Haner.
Fresno State.
21 is K.J. Jefferson.
Arkansas.
20 is Stetson Bennett.
Everyone knows.
19 is D.J.
Everyone knows.
18 is Clayton Tune.
Houston.
17 is Malik Cunningham.
Louisville.
16 is Spencer Rattler.
Everyone knows.
15 is Cameron Rising.
Utah.
14 is Aiden O'Connell.
Purdue.
13 is Will Rogers.
Mississippi State.
And 12 is Anthony Richardson.
Okay. And that brings us to the top 11 quarterbacks for the upcoming college football season. Number 11 is Will Levis. Will Levis at Kentucky, I put him right where Anthony Richardson is. Levis actually had a really good year last year, and he was super effective in the red zone. His decisions in the red zone were really good. He has one of the best running backs in America, actually the fourth best running back on my list in Rodriguez. I know Rodriguez has the DUI thing. I'm not sure whether that'll cause him to even miss a game. I don't know. I don't think it'll cause him to miss any big games. I'm not saying it shouldn't. I'm just saying the way it is. I'd be somewhat surprised if he was out for any period of time. But Levis is a big kid with pretty good athleticism and a live arm. And he actually played well at Kentucky last year. Kentucky likes the receivers. I know they lose a star receiver, but they think that they may have the best receiving group they've had. You know, Mark Stoops just keeps winning, and Will Levis is the best quarterback he's ever had by a mile. By a mile. And Levis is going to be entering his second year running that offense. And that's when guys generally make the biggest jump. You know, I would look for him, and I would look for Phil Jurkovec to make huge jumps this year and both to become factors as round one NFL draft candidates. So Will Levis of Kentucky is number 11. I'll tell you who the top 10 are when we get back.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roars College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville, brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roars panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may be an occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Here's to the helpers. To the ones who grow up knowing that life is about more than finishing first. It's about finishing together. At Ingles, we know that doing your part doesn't mean doing for yourself. It means doing what you can. Even though you might not seek the spotlight, we see you, and we're grateful. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man, and I have exciting news. We are now open at our new location in Greenville. Not only will you be able to get the made-from-scratch pound cakes you have grown to love at our Clemson location, you will also find delicious deli food from Clayton's Deli. Hot sandwiches, cool salads, soups, and more. Don't worry, the Clemson location will still be here on Old Greenville Highway. We're just making it easier for our Greenville customers. Come see us in Greenville at 1628 East North Street and tell your friends. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate and sell your home hassle-free. Hi, this is Walt Deptula. With the guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, you can receive an all-cash offer and move when you're ready. Their guaranteed offer keeps you in control. Don't worry about the hassle of constant cleaning and making costly repairs. There are no showings, no open houses, no stress. One of their clients, Diane, said, Mark Spain Real Estate sold my home and I did not have to move out until I found my new home. They made selling a home and moving easy. Mark Spain Real Estate has nearly 10,000 five-star reviews, just like Diane's. Why? They know what matters most, a quick sale and maximum profit. Find out what a guaranteed offer would be on your home. There's no obligation. Trust the number one real estate company in the U.S. for closed transactions by the Wall Street Journal. Call 855-299-SOLD or go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's markspain.com and start packing.
Whether you own the land or need help finding it, Brown Haven Homes can help you. Brown Haven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are the Roar.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled me.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage. We are back. Tiger Harley writes, so no firing of Norvell and hiring of Deion Sanders. Well, let me say this. I think if Norvell does get fired at Florida State, there will be a lot of pressure to bring in Deion Sanders. It'll be just too many fails. It'll be too many fails. If he gets fired, I would not at all be surprised to see Deion Sanders. Now, I haven't spoken with any of my Florida State people about that notion. Maybe they still view it as far-fetched. I don't know. I think, though, given the fact that Florida State lost the best recruit in the country to Deion Sanders, I think that there would be some internal pressure to look at Deion, since they haven't made, if you get to that point, it'll mean that they haven't made a wise choice in recent times. So maybe you need to defy convention at that point. I think Norvell is going to turn it around. I think that there's a groundswell. There's a growing, that's probably redundant, but there's a groundswell of fan involvement at Florida State right now. They seem to be really sort of jacked up again about football, and the ticket sales are way up, etc. So I think there's a feeling right now at Florida State, and maybe it'll prove wrong, and maybe I'll be sorry that I moved Florida State from 7-3. When did we do that? Like 2 weeks ago? Move Florida State from 7-3?
When did we move them?
Yeah, like 2 weeks
ago. On the 10th. Okay. That's last week.
Okay. All right, so 8 days ago. I think that, and again, maybe I'm just falling for this. I never have before. I've always been the leader of the parade in terms of killing Florida State, as everyone knows, and rightfully so, because the talent level wasn't there. But I think Norvell has successfully tapped in the transfer portal enough, and I think that their strength and conditioning program this offseason was wildly successful, it appears. I think they have better offensive line depth than they've had, and I think Travis is a kid who just works at it. I think he's going to be better this year. As the offensive line play improves at Florida State, I think things will really open up for Travis to some degree. So that's why I did what I did. I think that Norvell is going to be the guy at Florida State. I will say this, though. There is no patience level. If this thing turns and goes sideways at Florida State, and my initial thought on them actually winds up being the more accurate thought, then he'll be out at the end of the year. Norvell has to have success this year. I think that means 7 wins. And it's a difficult schedule, but I have a feeling they're going to get there. People keep asking who's Clemson's one loss. I don't know. I just think it's a loss to the schedule. I think it's really hard to go unbeaten. Very, very hard to go unbeaten. On the baseball playoff thing, the question I posed right before I went to break, and I said the Mets and if the Mets and Braves, for example, or you know the Cardinals and Brewers, doesn't matter, pick any two, tie for the division lead, I don't think most people know that it is not being settled by a one-game playoff this year.
How are they fixing it?
There's not going to be any playoff. If you aren't aware of this, and I don't think, like I said, it seems to be like almost nobody is. A tie in a baseball division this year is going to be determined by the head-to-head season record.
Whoever's winning at the time?
Well, it's after 162 games. So, for example, if the Braves and Mets play 19 times, which I think they do, and the Mets won 10 and the Braves won 9,
they'll take the Mets
win the division.
I see. Okay.
They are going to decide a division tiebreaker based on who won the season series of the two teams. You know, I actually think that's a pretty fair way to do it. Maybe more fair than a one-game playoff is. You know, I really do. I think it makes some sense. You know, why it never been done before. But the biggest thing is, I just don't think people are aware of it. I don't think people have any concept that that's how the divisions are going to sound, because I haven't seen it discussed or talked about anywhere. Anywhere.
They just changed it and hope nobody noticed?
Well, I don't know about hope nobody noticed, but I don't think anybody did notice. I think they changed that, and if people knew it at one time, I think they've forgotten it now. And quite honestly, I had forgotten about it. I had forgotten about it until a few weeks ago. I had forgotten that that's how they were going to settle it. And I've been meaning to bring that up, and I hadn't done so as yet. But since we're coming down the stretch, I thought it was sort of important for people to recognize that if two teams tie for a division, there will not be a one-game playoff this year. It'll be settled by which team won the season series, which, again, makes these season battles that much more important. You know, for example, the Cardinals and the Brewers, as of the other day, there was a one-game difference in the season standings. Now, I believe the Cardinals bumped that up to 2. I'm not 100% sure where that season series stands right now. But again, it's something to consider given the closeness of some of these divisions. You know, it's sort of important to remember, you know, that type of thing, that the way this is going to be, the way this is actually going to be settled. So, in other words, unless you're leading your season series, you can't tie. You know, the only way to win the division is to win the division. You know, for example, if you're where the Braves are right now, you have to win the division outright. If you tie, I mean, based on how it sits right now, there are more games. There's still four more games. Maybe it changes, you know. But, you know, just using examples, it's just interesting because I don't think most people have any awareness of that. Because as I said, I had forgotten about that until like 2 weeks ago. And you know, I was going over, I forget what I was going over, but I saw it at the time and I thought, oh yeah, I had forgotten all about that. So yes, you want in 654-7627. All right. Back to the quarterbacks. Road Rage top 30 quarterbacks for the upcoming college football season. You know what? I'm going to stop here for a second because we're at 10. I want to mention something related to the quarterback situation here and what Dabo Swinney had to say. Dabo Swinney said that, you know, he was talking about Cade Klubnik's speed and how incredible his speed is, how athletic he is. And he said, quote, "We have the best quarterback room we have had top to bottom." What do we think about that? We have the best quarterback room we have had top to bottom. I mean, how can that be? How can that be? I mean, first of all, this is a school that has had Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson. If that's true, okay, this goes to me right to DJ Uiagalelei. Everyone gets Cade Klubnik's talent. Your five-star backup, your backup situation is better than it has been previously, right? Everyone gets his talent. But if Dabo Swinney's making that claim, doesn't that relate directly to DJ Uiagalelei? Doesn't it say that they now have huge expectations out of DJ Uiagalelei? Doesn't it have to? For all the people who think, you know, DJ Uiagalelei can't play and he's never going to be any good and, you know, he sucks and blah, 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 which I get all the time. If Coach Swinney is making that claim, isn't it because he has to believe in the first guy? I mean, he can't be making that claim based on just the belief that the second guy is going to be good in time. Right? Now, I'm not saying whether they're right or wrong or, you know, the games will determine that. And I can understand at this point why people would view this in one fashion or another. But in terms of the games, they'll determine it. In terms of where we are right now, that's a projection about the games. I mean, again, if Dabo Swinney is saying, and he did, that this is the best quarterback room we've had top to bottom, I mean, I think there are probably a lot of people right now who are sort of scratching their heads at that one. You know, wondering whether that could really be the case. But my first read on that is, as I said, I think if Dabo Swinney is saying best quarterback room we've had top to bottom, then that has to say something about where they think DJ Uiagalelei is. It has to mean that they think he is ready to fulfill his original promise. Because if he's just a guy who's going to fade into the backdrop and your five-star frosh, Cade Klubnik, is going to wind up taking over, well, then you wouldn't say that. That statement has to be born out of a belief in DJ Uiagalelei. And they've made it clear he's the starter, that he's the guy. They've made it crystal clear. There's not been any talk about quarterback controversy or any of that stuff. They made it crystal clear the guy is DJ Uiagalelei, as we suspected all along. Now, I know I've had a couple debates about that, but I mean, look, it is 100% clear that they believe that last year was maybe more parts supporting Cass issues than it was DJ Uiagalelei. That while he had his issues, that many of his issues were due directly to the play of the supporting cast. And they've made that clear. I mean, they've basically come out and said that. And I believe it too. I mean, as I have argued for forever here, because the supporting cast was atrocious. And there's no way any quarterback was going to win at a high level with that group of players playing as they did. So the clear belief is that much of DJ Uiagalelei's issues last year related to the supporting cast, and now with perhaps a more committed DJ Uiagalelei, maybe without the off-field concerns and distractions in his mind, which were very just due to family situations, maybe with the better conditioning, better shape, maybe a little quicker with his get off, a little quicker with his delivery, maybe the ability to extend plays a little greater, maybe the ability to run a little more effectively, that commitment and a better supporting cast means much better productivity at the position. And again, I think it's worth keeping in mind that Vegas, depending on what source you go to, has DJ Uiagalelei anywhere from like 5 to 11 in the Heisman consideration. That's a big statement from betting organizations when, you know, he struggled so last year and when the offense was ranked 100th. And that information is coming from somewhere. It's not just, you know, they're guessing. It's that, you know, they're hearing internally that there's been progress made. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, just Gilstrap. They help Ramona when her roof was leaking badly like 9 years ago. It's never leaked since. They've helped almost everybody here at the station at one time or another. Trust me, they'll be glad to help you. Gilstrap Roofing's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 269-1232, or online, gilstrapproofing.com. The bottom line in all that is, I think it's when Dabo Swinney says this, what he's saying is, we have two guys we absolutely believe in. But it has to start with DJ Uiagalelei, who they're saying is, without question, the starting quarterback. So clearly, when you make a comment like this, you have a lot of faith in your starting quarterback. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's our pledge to you.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This week at Ingles, select varieties, Mott's apple juice or sauce cups, 2 for $4. Select 7 to 12 ounce board and cheese, 2 for $5. And select varieties, Hormel pepperoni, $3.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
The countdown is on. 18 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Brought to you by the Pound Cake Man and Clayton's Deli.
Wiengele will give it to Moffin. Mop up the middle. We'll go in the end zone for 6.
We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of 5 premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Medicare. It's like a whole new world. Part A, B, C, D, plans F and G. It's enough to make your head spin. And the decision you make about Medicare when you first start could affect you for just a year, but it could also affect you for the rest of your life. So it's critically important to make the right decision for you. But how?